Welcome to Echoes of America, bringing you voices of literature, voices of vision from the American tradition. Today's author began publishing at the age of 12. Walt Whitman, born in 1819, came from a rural background but grew up in Brooklyn. When his family moved back to Long Island, the 15-year-old Whitman stayed in the city to develop his writing career. Whitman was the embodiment of the writer stereotype. Active in politics, he enjoyed taking part in public debates. Whitman also often took long walks in gardens or through the city to think. During the Civil War, Whitman served as a hospital attendant and saw firsthand the brutal reality of the conflict. His experience in the war inspired a number of his poems, which he originally published in his collection, Drum Taps. Whitman's collection of poetry, Leaves of Grass, which was republished several times to include new poems, contains almost all of his poetry. Of these, his most famous is When Lilacs Last in Orchard Bloomed, an elegy for Abraham Lincoln. The following poem, The Wound Dresser by Walt Whitman, first appeared in his collection, Drum Taps. 1. An old man bending, I come among new faces. Years looking backward, resuming an answer to children. Come, tell us, old man, as from young men and maidens that love me. Aroused and angry, I'd thought to beat the alarm and urge relentless war, but soon my fingers failed me. My face drooped, and I resigned myself to sit by the wounded and soothe them, or silently watch the dead. Years hence of these scenes, of these furious passions, these chances of unsurpassed heroes, was one side so brave? The other was equally brave. Now be witness again, paint the mightiest armies of earth. Of those armies so rapid, so wondrous, what saw you to tell us? What stays with you latest and deepest? Of curious panics, of hard-fought engagements, or sieges tremendous, what deepest remains? 2. O maidens and young men I love that love me, what you ask of my days, those the strangest and sudden your talking recalls. Soldier alert, I arrive after a long march covered with sweat and dust. In the nick of time I come, plunge into the fight, loudly shout in the rush of successful charge. Enter the captured works. Yet lo, like a swift running river, they fade, pass, and are gone, they fade. I dwell not on soldiers' perils or soldiers' joys. Both I remember well, many the hardships, few the joys, yet I was content. But in silence, in dreams' projections, while the world of gain and appearance and mirth goes on, so soon what is over forgotten, and waves wash the imprints off the sand. With hinged knees returning, I enter the doors, while for you up there, whoever you are, follow without noise, and be of strong heart. Bearing the bandages, water and sponge, straight and swift to my wounded I go, where they lie on the ground after the battle brought in, where their priceless blood reddens the grass, the ground, or to the rows of the hospital tent, or under the roofed hospital, to the long rows of cots up and down each side I return. To each and all, one after another, I draw near. Not one do I miss. An attendant follows, holding a tray. He carries a refuse pail, soon to be filled with clotted rags and blood, emptied and filled again. I onward go. I stop, with hinged knees and steady hand to dress the wounds. I am firm with each. The pangs are sharp, yet unavoidable. One turns to me with his appealing eyes. Poor boy, I never knew you. Yet I think I could not refuse this moment to die for you, if that would save you. 3. On I go. Open doors of time, open hospital doors. The crushed head I dress, poor crazed hand, tear not the bandage away. The neck of the cavalryman with the bullet through and through I examine. Hard the breathing rattles, quite glazed already the eye, yet life struggles hard. Come, sweet death, be persuaded, O beautiful death, in mercy come quickly. From the stump of the arm, the amputated hand, I undo the clotted lint, remove the slough, wash off the matter in blood. Back on his pillow, the soldier bends with curved neck and side-falling head. His eyes are closed, his face is pale. He dares not look on the bloody stump, and has not yet looked on it. I dress a wound in the side, deep, deep, but a day or two more, for see the frame all wasted and sinking, and the yellow-blue countenance see. I dress the perforated shoulder, the foot with the bullet wound, cleanse the one with a gnawing and putrid gangrene, so sickening, so offensive, while the attendant stands behind aside me holding the tray and pail. I am faithful, do not give out, the fractured thigh, the knee, the wound in the abdomen, these and more I dress with impassive hand, yet deep in my breast a fire, a burning flame. For thus in silence, in dreams projections, returning, resuming, I thread my way through the hospitals, the hurt and wounded I pacify with soothing hand, I sit by the restless all the dark night, some are so young, some suffer so much, I recall the experience, sweet and sad. Many a soldier's loving arms about this neck have crossed and rested. Many a soldier's kiss dwells on these bearded lips. Thanks for listening to Echoes of America. The theme music was performed by the Elizabethtown College Saxophone Quartet, directed by Beverly Butts, and is from the recording, The Sounds of Elizabethtown. And I'm Nathan Matias, asking you until next time, keep reading and have fun.